Blog Talk Radio.
The bubbles are working hard for you, and now it really shows.
Ta-da!
There's a new bathroom cleaner with color power technology from Scrubbing Bubbles. This powerful new foam sprays on blue, and it cleans as it turns from blue to white. Then all you have to do is wipe. New Scrubbing Bubbles bathroom cleaner with color power technology. We work hard.
And it shows.
So you don't have to.
SC Johnson, a family company.
Volare. Oh, cantare. Oh, let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowd. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Penso che io sogno così non ritorne mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal veletto rapito, e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu. Chi dice di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice punalte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Volare, oh, andare, oh, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Nel blu dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù. Nel blu dipinto di blu.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. I am so honored to be part of the ONE family of hosts. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Welcome to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. For those that don't know me, let me give you just a little background. I've been in radio since my college days at Penn State. I was also a party DJ for over 11 years. I'm a singer-songwriter, author, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Cool things coming moving forward, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more, so stay tuned for that. Tonight, we want to welcome our special guest, founder of Gutsy Gals and managing director of eWomen Network Central New Jersey Chapter, Rosemarie Couture DeSaro. We all know and love her as Ro. You will love her too by the end of the show. We will be discussing women's empowerment as we move closer to 2022. Welcome, Ro. How are you tonight?
I am doing just fabulous and so happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We're happy to have you. This is such a great platform. I'm so happy you're here. I want to start with giving people a little background about you. Like, you know, where are you from? What do you do? And tell us about Gutsy Gals.
Okay, awesome. So if you can't hear it, I am from Brooklyn, New York, and now living in New Jersey for the last about 30 years or so. And I am, yeah, I'm the founder of Gutsy Gals Get More. It is a personal development and training company that's really geared to helping women tap into their fullest potential, self-actualize to their highest self in all fashions, primarily working with small business owners and women leaders. So 2022 is going to be exciting because I'm actually expanding it to bringing some guys into the equation, which I kind of thinking of calling them genuine guys because
oh, I like that.
I understand. You like that? Cool.
No, yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, because what it is is that we women are here to stay, right? We're not going anywhere. I think we've made that mark. We've set that tone. And we know we're here, we mean business, and we're here to make our mark, but we're here to do it alongside men. And we're here not, it's not about women are the best and men aren't. It's about we, it's about us rising together and winning together. And women are, we're beyond men just supporting us and saying, go out there, I support you. Like my husband supporting me to do whatever I want to do for the last 35 years of marriage. Now it's about, okay, what women are bringing to the table, what men bring to the table, we need to balance all that, and we need to work effectively so that we can all win and we can all go in the same direction of growth that we want to go in.
Well, I think as in a lot of things, we need to learn to grow and work together. I mean, I think there was a time that we went through where, you know, it was a push-me-pull-you, like, you know, women are stepping out or men are not stepping out or blah, blah, blah. But I think it's come to a point where it's a matter of learning to work together, like with a lot of things, you know, with marriage, with business, with, you know, whatever you want to step out to. It's a matter of collaboration and learning to support and work together. So I think you're embarking on some beautiful things coming up in 2022.
Absolutely. And you said the key word. It is about collaboration because it's about now we need to start trusting one another and start seeing the strengths and the talents that we all bring to the table and bringing that cohesively together for the better good of all of us.
Nice, nice. I know you and I were talking about a week or so ago about a program you're starting. Are you able to talk a little bit about that? Is that what you're bringing the guys into, correct?
Yes. So it's called Collaborate Conference. Going to go live, right? That's what I said. You said the word.
May
19th. Yeah. It's going to be a four-day conference starting on May 19th. It's going to be online. We'll have men and women speakers and audience will be collective as well. And it is going to be addressing this the topic of, you know, the new era of leadership, the new world that we are now living in, and how can we all, you know, come together to grow and better ourselves. And whether it be how to give feedback in uncomfortable situations, to understanding gender differences, to collaborating, to authentically networking, those are just some of the topics that we're going to be talking about. And, you know, playing small, it's going to be a lot of great topics with a lot of great, amazing individuals. So I don't know the individuals yet. That's my next piece. But the content and is been done. We're set in stone, and we are moving forward.
That's awesome. Well, you know what we can do? As you get a little closer to May, you know, getting some information that we can put out so we can, you know, spread it out to our listeners and, you know, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be actually probably opening up registration as early as March and have some roundtable discussions and some fun, some cool things going, leading in from Women's History Month, kicking it off there and going live in May. So I appreciate that.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. Okay, we're going to get to a track of music by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee Brother O.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. All the lilac trees in the heart of town, can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And the towering feeling, just to know somehow you're near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. Stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the street where you live. Can be here on the street where you live. Can be here on the street where you live.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are here with Beverly Nation, Looking Glass Entertainment. You can join us by dialing in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Welcome back. Welcome back. I believe that was Dino, our Dean Martin night tonight. And just to share a little side note with you, Our girl, Jerry Fichito, is a big Elvis fan, as you probably know, Brother O, and so am I. And I think it's funny that you chose Dean Martin tonight because he was friends with Elvis. He was really good friends with Elvis. So it brings me back to a time. So, Ro, back to you, my friend. Talk to us a little bit about I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. What do you think the biggest fear is for a woman that she doesn't, you know, reach out or get started, or, you know, what do you think that big fear is? Do you know?
So there's a couple of them, but women are very big solvers. We love to solve problems. We assess situations and we solve problems. And what that does is that brings a lot of wisdom to the room. So the opposite of that is their fear is always looking like a fool. Their fear is not saying like that they're going to be ridiculed or they're not going to be seen or they're not going to be accepted or they're going to be criticized. It's really fear of judgment. It's fear that what they're saying is not going to be taken well, whether it be in a boardroom, whether it be in a business meeting, or whether it be even in a home environment. So it's always that that feedback that's going to happen that may not be, you know, so great, because women tend to not give themselves enough credit. So they never put them, they're always that I'm not enough syndrome. And because they're I'm not enough, they're always, you know, afraid that, you know, when they, if they do speak up, if they do voice their expression and voice themselves, they're going to get this negative feedback and they're going to get shut down and crawl into their little corner.
I think once they start the ball rolling, the confidence builds, and then they're able to go to the next step and the next step and the next step. You know, it's taking that initial step, I think, is the hardest thing, maybe for anybody, especially for women that aren't used to being in the workforce, being, you know, having the center of attention on them. I think for the younger generation coming up now, it's a little different. But I'm talking about women that might be a little older that are looking to start a business or get out there. They, you know, sometimes they don't have that confidence and they need that push.
Yeah, I mean, internally they have the confidence. It's because they do know what they're doing and they have great ideas, but it's the external of, you know, being able to voice it. Because we were raised that, you know, girls are to be seen and not heard. You know, girls are, you know, we're here to, we've been taught to look pretty. You know, we're not, we're given, I read a story today where, if you do you remember when McDonald's would give out the little toys, you know, when you had the little meals. And did you ever look at, like, girls were given these little Bobby dolls that did nothing, and boys would be giving like race cars or little trucks, and they could go out there and take risks and play with these race cars and play with one another, where the girls was like, oh, let me just look and let me comb her hair and let me fix a little outfit and that's it. So, you know, guys were being socialized to go out there and take those risks and put yourself out there. And, you know, and girls, when we were young, were like taught to be quiet and not speak up and not say a word. So when now you take somebody, a woman that's in her 50s and 60s and she's 70s, I've had a client that was 80. You take these women going out into the workforce and they haven't spoken up. It's not, it doesn't come natural. It's not that easy. And that's kind of the problem.
And that's funny because, you know, I grew up in a business family. So, you know, my mom and dad were always working, so my mom instilled that confidence in both my sister and I to start our own businesses, have our own businesses. Yet, yeah, we played with the dolls also. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting situation depending on how your family has come up, you know.
I played with Ken.
Yeah, I played with Ken too. Maybe that doesn't sound so right when we say it like that.
I know. It doesn't sound right. I played with Ken. But I didn't like playing with dolls. I had G.I. Joe was a doll that I played with, you know. And but my mom was the only mom that worked in the neighborhood, full-time job. And I had a very masculine kind of stereotypical mom. And my father was a little bit more on the feminine side. So I had the opposite roles. And maybe that's why I was able to, for me, you know, I hit Wall Street in my 20s and I shot up like really quick and broke glass ceilings really fast. And I think a lot of that had to do with having a very strong mother and a very independent mother. So I had a good, you know, good lead by example. She didn't know how to tell me. She didn't know how to voice her women's empowerment, but she led by example, and I got the message loud and clear.
Yeah, that's great when you can lead by example. So I want to talk a little bit about your Wall Street days, but first we have a caller on the line. So caller number one, you are on the air. Can you tell us who you are, where you're from?
It's Jerry. Hi.
It's Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Did you hear my Elvis comment?
Yes. I am cracking up. I'm texting Brother O. He's giving me LOLOLs. Okay, I'm listening to you ladies talk about your Barbie dolls and Ken and, you know, oh, my gosh. I want to say hello to your guest. Hi, how are you, sweetheart?
Hi, Jerry. I love what you're saying already.
Jerry's the best. I got to hook you guys up.
Listen, I am cracking up here. It's so ridiculous over silly Barbie and Ken dolls because I used to drag my four parents crazy, okay? I used to take their clothes off of them and put them under blankets, and my mother would be screaming at me. Listen, I was a nut job. I never had those guidelines of I had to play quietly. I used to beat people up with the dolls. I mean, I used to beat Ken
right.
up with Barbie would punch Ken. I mean,
that figures.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, like me and my brother, you know, I guess I was, like, just stimulating me and my brother as brother and sister arguing and stuff. You know what I mean? So
I got to come on. I gotta come on. Jerry Cicito was sick. And now back to the program.
Say that again, brother. We're too busy laughing.
Jerry Cicito, our Hall of Fame lifetime enshrinee achiever, is sick in her head. She said that she should have just play on her parents' nerves, Rosemary. And have the dolls naked underneath the covers having sex. You're sick, Jerry. You're sick.
Oh, my God. You guys are just too much. Too much.
You guys
well, thank you so
up.
Much, Jerry, for calling in. Jerry, thank you so much. By the way, Jerry is an international Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee and very, very good friend of mine. Love you to death. Thank you so much for calling, Jerry Cicito.
Let her know I don't usually talk like that on air. You guys just really cracked me up.
We'll talk later.
I guess I have that on people. Nice meeting you, Jerry.
Me too.
All right. We have a track coming up next, Brother O. Am I correct in that? Okay. What were you saying?
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. You never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
later when you go home.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. If you're just joining us, we are here with Ro Couture Desaro. And before we get back to Ro and talk about Wall Street a little bit, we have a caller on the line. So caller number two, who are you? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller number two?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Hi, good evening, Ava and
Ro.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
You can't hear me?
Hear you now, yes.
Okay, I don't know. I think something, there's a delay or something. Hi, Ava and Ro. This is Chinchilla Jay. How are you both tonight?
Oh, Chinchilla, hello, honey.
The show is interesting.
Hello.
Okay, what I was going to say at first now. Hi. So I was gonna start off saying something different at first, but now since you ladies have talked about Barbie and Ken, and hearing Jerry's Barbie and Ken story, you know, as a child, I played with dolls, but the way I played with dolls is a little different than Jerry's. Okay, when you were talking about like women. You know, like being afraid to speak up or, you know, say different things in corporate America or what have you. I have been the total opposite. Like all my life, I've always been so very outspoken and aggressive and everything else. And I guess it's because, like, I came from a family of women who were always outspoken and aggressive. My grandmother, very outspoken, very aggressive. And, you know, she was a realtor without even having a real estate license because she owned so many properties and very wonderful woman. And she was an entrepreneur way back in the day. And then my mom, very outspoken, very aggressive, another entrepreneur. And so I just, you know, followed in their footsteps because of the way they were.
Yeah.
I became that same way, very outspoken. So with my dolls, I had so many different types of Barbie dolls and different types of other dolls as well. And I had Ken and a couple other men dolls, and I used to play school with them. So I would have them in the classroom. I was the teacher. Then I would also have church with the dolls. I would have church, and I was the pastor. And then had my dolls, and they were all business owners, and I was like the head of the corporation, and I would give them all different positions and things like that in the company. And as I look back at that now, it's so very funny to me because, like, everything I used to do with my dolls, I wound up really doing that in real life, you know, as I got older. And so it's so very interesting.
That was your training.
But I do think
you
that
were doing,
women,
you were doing a
definitely,
form of
they need to become more outspoken. Yes.
That
yes.
was your training, Chinchilla. That was
and,
your training, right?
It, yeah, yes. I was without even realizing it, you know, really.
Oh
yeah,
my
and Chinchilla, I've had so many women.
Yeah, without even realizing that's what I was doing.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that we bring it up because it's bringing up all kinds of different things on how we grew up, right? So, Chinchilla, one of our outstanding hosts. One of our outstanding hosts, Chinchilla Jay. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story with us.
Whoever thought bringing up Barbie and Ken was going to be such a great conversation.
Yeah, right. We're just going off in a whole different direction. So let's go from Barbie and Ken.
But you know what? One of the things that I've come across so a lot is that there are women that have guilt and shame about I'm too much.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, so that for the women that are aggressive and the women that are loud, that have been outspoken, there's so many women are not comfortable with that because they feel different. They feel that that's not normal. That's not supposed to be. And they mm-hmm. don't feel comfortable being that too much. It's like a limiting, it holds them back
because they're not showing up authentic, because they're holding themselves back because they think they're not supposed to be like that. So it's interesting. I love that came up.
Well, like Chinchilla said, you know, she followed in her family footsteps, you know, and I think a lot of us do that. So if you didn't get that empowering stuff from your family, if you got the other thing that we were talking about, that's where you fell, you know? And how do you come out of that? So I want to go from Barbie and Ken to Wall Street. Tell us about your Wall Street days, because that's interesting.
I started at Wall Street back in 1981 because I was feeling, you know, graduated college in 79, and I was feeling that women, I was pissed off, to be actually quite honest. I was pissed off that women weren't getting their fair share. I felt that because, you know, being in the environment I was, seeing what my mother was doing, and yet society was telling me that men are put on the pedestals, and I had a lot of Me Too moments. So my personal experience with the men back then wasn't so much to be put on a pedestal, and women weren't being put on it. So it didn't, it was lopsided. It didn't make sense to me, and I was kind of pissed off. So I said, I just felt called to prove that a woman can do what a man can do. And it wasn't about my smarts. It wasn't about me. It was just that, you know, it's like we get motivated by a movement. We get motivated when we're pissed off, when we have a stand for something. That's why it's always like, take a stand for something, because if you don't take a stand for something, somebody else will take that stand for you. And
what's that quote? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Exactly. You'll fall for anything. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I went to Wall Street, because I wanted to make money and I wanted to prove that women can do what a man can do. And I was in my 20s, and I was like this little girl from Brooklyn, but it gave me, I had the guts to go out there and stand up for myself. And I wound up getting a promotion in 6 months of being there. And I got several promotions, and within a couple of years, I was made vice president. I was the first female to be regional director of the product of sales to work for the Atlantic region in New York City for a very large, prestigious Wall Street firm. So it wasn't just any Wall Street firm. This was the, like, Goldman Sachs of today. And refused to do it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Were there many women there at the time you were, or no?
No, there were not. There were the women that were there were in, one particular type of department, and they were very – in my mind, they were very manly. They were very studious. They were very, like, prim and proper, and that was not me. And where I was in, I was on the trading floor with, like, 100 traders, and all the traders were men. The branch managers, there was one female branch manager, and it was in the Poconos in Pennsylvania, a very small office. So it was almost like they allowed her to be branch manager because it was a very small office, but all the branch managers were men. My regional coordinators under me were all men, so there weren't any women. I was the first woman to really step in that role. And when I had gotten one promotion as the first female, then I was up for another one. The big head honcho called me into his office one day, and he was like, he wanted to meet me because, like, he didn't know who I was. And yet he had all his stockbrokers telling him, I want her in this position. I want you. This position's open. I want her to be in the position. He was like, who are you? And, like, I've never seen this before. And basically I was using my social ability and my friendliness of, like, all the brokers liked me. And I basically said to them, I want this position. Would you go to, you know, Mr. Ryan and tell him? Would you share that? Would you give me a referral? Mm. And I didn't realize they all did. And he was like, he was overwhelmed.
Wow.
And that's how I made my mark, because
Probably didn't even realize it then, being in your 20s, but you probably opened doors for other women to get where you were. Because I'm sure other women wanted to do what you were doing and be what you were being and follow in those footsteps, and probably unknowingly you opened doors even then.
Yeah. And I did not know that.
at the time. Absolutely,
yeah, like,
did not know.
Now
it
looking
at the
back,
time. Yeah.
You know, now looking back on it is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, you know, you probably opened up a lot of doors like that. So, recently you've gotten some awards too. Do you want to tell us about that?
It's been wonderful. This is the second time that I've been awarded the recipient for the International Athena Leadership Award, which
mm-hmm.
recognizes women who are leading other women who are in the empowerment space and have a successful business and also doing community work. So I was really honored, you know, to be a recipient of that prestigious award. I'm the executive managing director for eWomen Network, which is a 21-year-old global women's business network, and based out of Dallas, Texas. And 2019, I got the Inspired Leader Award. And I've gotten another Empowerment Women Award in 2018. So it's just been just amazing. I'm just out there doing what I love, and to have other peers and other people and companies recognize me for empowering other women is very rewarding. I have to say it's very, very fulfilling.
Yeah, well, you do a great job with eWomen Network, and that's an international organization. So those of you that are listening outside of the United States, check out the eWomen Network, because the connections and the friendships and the business and the all that goes along with that is just so unbelievable out of that group of women and men. So before we move on, we're going to get to another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Brother O.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two on an evening in Roma. Do they take him for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On each lover's arm a girl I wish I knew on an evening in Roma. Though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy, the beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one and that is one too few on an evening in Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma? Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma, sotto il cielo di Roma, on an evening in Roma.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. You can join the conversation by dialing in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join in. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Welcome back, Rosemarie Couture DeSaro. We were talking about eWomen Network and how we brought together. I got to give a shout out to the late K. Ken Cragen, who just passed away a couple of days ago. Those of you that aren't familiar with Ken, he was the one who initiated Hands Across America and We Are the World. And I got to meet him at my very first eWomen Network conference, flabbergasted that I would meet somebody in my entertainment field at a women's business conference. And Ken and I became friends, and I'm really saddened that he's not with us anymore. However, he's smiling down on us. Do you remember some of the things that he did at the conferences, Ray?
Oh, remember the, were you there when he brought the band in?
Yeah, that was one of his big things, was to catch someone, you know, by surprise. And
yes,
he brought in a 20-piece marching band, something like that. So,
yeah,
do you remember that?
I remember that. He's an amazing individual. I've met him about 6 or 7 times all through eWomen Network, because he became very good friends with the CEO and founder, Sandra Yancey. And his knowledge, his wisdom, his kindness, his compassion, you know, it always, I every time I sat and listened to him, I always walked away feeling like mesmerized.
Yeah. I don't think he ever had like a script. He would just talk about his experiences and about, you know, what he's learned over the years and how to treat people and all that stuff. And it was so empowering to hear him. I just loved listening to him talk.
Oh, he was, I agree with you 100%. And the last, very last time he was working on, I don't know if I could say what he was working on, but he was working on something that was kind of like Hands Across America, but like in, you know, 2021,
yeah,
you know, time frame.
Yeah.
And he had a song for it, and we were in a conference, and we were just talking the conversation. He was telling us, and he was like, oh, maybe I should let you listen to it and hear it and then kind of get your gal's opinions on it. And we were privy to hear a song that no one has heard yet. And it hasn't come to fruition, and I hope he's put enough into it that somebody else is going to be taking over that project, because it sounded really, really nice of what he was working on.
I got to see his daughter did some kind of movie with the dog, the Christmas movie thing with the dog. I can't remember exactly, but we got to see that, you know, as well. So we have another caller on the line, caller 3. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller? Are you there?
All right, caller, you're on the line? All right, we're going to put it back in ice. Let's continue our show, guys. Don't worry about it.
Okay, we will get back to the caller when they are ready. Thank you, Brother O. So, Ro, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you and find out a little bit more about what you're doing, how would they do that?
They could find me on social media. On all my handles is B.A. Gutsy Gal. So LinkedIn, B.A. Gutsy Gal, and Facebook as well. Instagram, it's actually gutsygal_leaders, and my email is my name. It's ro@rocouturedesaro. So they could drop me an email, say hello, and you know, I have some beautiful free gifts. If anybody wants to reach out to me, I'd love to give out gifts. So I have some beautiful assessments I could share. Anything they want, if they want to answer a question, I'm happy to have conversations with anybody.
Well, that's awesome, and you've been an amazing guest, and I mean, just from knowing you, I know that there are so many big things on the horizon, and you inspire me all the time whenever I talk to you. I think that, you know, I've got it together, and I know what's next, and I talk to you, and I'm like, oh, wow, just take it to the next level, honey.
Always to the next level. It's the growth mindset is how we live, right? So thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So before we close, we are going to Ngozi time. So it is your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Now listen, before I play my last track, We do have a caller, and I'm going to play my last track and bring the caller on. Here we go, y'all.
All right.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella, hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay Tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta, pasta,
that's amore.
When you dance on the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that
wonderful, wonderful night tonight, and we're on our callers at this time. Caller, you're on line with Ava Holly and Casual Chat, and that's amore.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's amore. But you know what? Nice
can
voice. Who is that?
How you doing, Ava?
How you doing? Who is this?
The Magic Man.
How are you?
Hey, yeah, it's the Magic Man. I'm telling you, between this show and your special guest, how you doing, special guest?
Listening to some great music, too. I'm here.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Brother O picks the best music all the time.
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
I loved
yes,
it. Enjoyed it. Thank
you. Just calling in to show my unending support. Man, love is, you know, so professional. Your shows keep getting greater. And I definitely didn't want the show to end without showing you some support, okay?
Thank you so much for calling in. We so appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, indeed. And not only that, this is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting the Shrine for the class of 2020, the Magic Man Haru Hunibaka Tun. Yes, yes, indeed. Wonderful person. We have one more caller, and then I go into Ngozi time. Caller, you there?
All right.
Hello?
Hi. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Ricardo Richard. I'm calling from Chesapeake, New Jersey. Actually, yes, I'm a host also. My show is called Trent and Nick Show. this is the first time I actually heard your show. It was really good, very, like, innovative and positive. I'm not a woman of curse, but I like how that your guest was talking about being on Wall Street. And, you know, women are doing it. Like, I'm a teacher, so I work with a bunch of women. And actually our ED, our executive director, is a woman, and she's leading, and she's doing a phenomenal job. So shout out to the, you know, the women that's not afraid, you know, taking those leadership roles and being fearless. So I just wanted to give it, you know, to you and for doing an amazing job on your show and also your guests, you know, because it's inspiring not only just for women but also for men too. You know, to know that you could do whatever it is that you want to do, you know, if you have a work ethic. So thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. And I've heard your show. You're doing amazing things also, and I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. And I got a chance to do a little thing on the Wheels of Steel, so that's wonderful as well. I want to thank Rosemarie, you know, coming on and just expressing herself tonight. It was wonderful, outstanding performances by Ava Holly. And what more can be said that hasn't already been said? Tomorrow night on these stations, we have our business analyst and commissioner of our Outstanding by Networks. She goes by the name E. Davis, and the name of the show is Strictly Business, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Dudley Nation is advertising to ONE, which is all of Dudley Ingo's Enterprise Research Course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at devnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi appearance at Google+. Oladele Malaywe goes here at Facebook, as well as our business page, Casual Chat, as well as the historic Dudley Nation Online Radio established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or over program tonight? Oladele. That goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am. The 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Shrani, the 2019 Disc Jockey Shrani, and most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malaywe Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio, support us on a constant basis. And we have 2 minutes of going to program.
You are so great. I just love you, Brother O. But I have to say, you know, this is the last casual chat for 2021. So we will see you guys in the new year. I want to say thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you, Brother O. You're amazing. And thank you, Rosemarie Couture DeSaro. Please reach out to her. We all know her as Ro. We love her as Ro. She's empowering. She's a fabulous woman, and she cares for everybody around her and is opening up her arms to women and men to get empowered and move forward in 2022. I'm Ava Holly. Thank you for joining us on the Casual Chat at Looking Glass Entertainment.